There are over 100,000 people homeless in Britain today. Not all of them can be seen sleeping on the streets.
My bed is gone, you've taken someone in my place. I've got exactly 42 pence to last me tonight till tomorrow.
An organisation called Business Action on Homelessness aims to get the homeless and big business together.
We're based down in Surrey, you don't have a London office. And I have no idea whether we have a homelessness issue.
Over 200 companies are involved trying to put the homeless back into the workplace.
If I lose my temper, I do go into work. I start throwing things at people.
Taking the homeless from the street to the shop floor, the goal of this radical scheme is to try and break the cycle of homelessness for good. Carol Thatcher has been homeless for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm not too bad, Danny, how are you?
Over this period, she has suffered from mental health problems, which have resulted in her children being taken into care. She also hasn't worked for the best part of 20 years.
It is important for me to get another job. I know it's over 20 years since I last worked, which is a long time, I suppose. I don't know, I just can't pinpoint it. I just don't know, I just can't explain it, but why it is important. Perhaps because I want to prove to the kids that I can get a full-time job and hold it down.
Business Action on Homelessness aims to get the homeless jobs with large companies. It runs a scheme where homeless people get a two-week unpaid placement, a vital stepping stone in re-entering the workplace on a permanent level. Set up in 2000, they have just gone nationwide. But presently, the vast majority of placements, like Carol's, are based in London. Before Carol gets near this two-week placement, she has to pass a two-day pre-employment training called Ready to Go.
So what I want you to think about is your name, and I want you to think about an adjective, a descriptive word that describes you.
You've got to perform the descriptive word, okay? So I'll be Marvellous Michelle.
My name's Carol and I think I'll be Christmas.
Christmas. Very good.
So, this is who I am.
The 2 days of role play and activities are used to filter out those that are ready for the workplace.
I left school when I was 16. I got married when I was 25. And I had two girls, one's 18 and one's 16. I don't see them now because they're all in care. Mm-hmm.
Carol has passed her two-day test. Now she has to wait till a suitable employer is found. And if she passes an interview with them, then she can start her placement. Carol, though, is concerned that her past problems may stop her getting back to work.
If I lose my temper, I do go into one. I start throwing things at people, as my ex-husband did find out. I threw an ashtray at his head once, and if he didn't move when he did, it would have hit him right in the middle of his head for a day. Then I tried to get me into Iceland, but that didn't work.
Why didn't it work?
Well, the day before, I went out for a drink with a friend, a male, and on the Friday morning he got a bit aggressive towards me. I ended up getting beat up, black eye, flat lip, my nose was pouring out with blood, because he accused me of nicking his wallet, which I never. But when I went down for the interview, they turned and told me that I was under the influence of drink. And that was from the night before. They reckon they could still smell out my breath.
Were you?
No, I hadn't had a drink. I had one drink about 11 o'clock in the morning, just to calm my nerves, because I was really nervous again.
The traditional view of the homeless is of people sleeping rough in doorways. But, like Carol, there are a significant number of homeless who live in hostels and sheltered accommodation. These are people who Business Action on Homelessness feel are stable enough to get back into the job market.
I assume...
Rupert Miller is new to the scheme. It's his job to find the people who will come onto the course. To understand how important it is to find people who can handle the pressure and the responsibility of being back in the workplace, he is being taken out by a homeless key worker to meet rough sleepers.
A vast majority of rough sleepers are men, overwhelmingly.
And what sort of age is the majority on your patch?
On my patch, it tends to be more late 30s, early 40s, and some very old people as well. But obviously, depending on the area, obviously Soho and the West End seems to attract more young people.
So how long have you been in London?
I've only been here 6 or 7 weeks.
Oh, OK. Where's...
I'm from the Midlands, a place called Warwick.
Right.
We've got death threats, so...
Moved away, got out of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good, positive...
It was my own fault, but I'll give up my flat back home. I just want to start fresh down here. So, yeah.
What the hardest things do you think with the last 6 weeks or 7 weeks of being down
here? Finding things to do.
Keeping you...
I mean, my basic life now is just getting up. Well, before I got medication, was just getting up, going begging.
Yeah.
Get a tenner. Which took to about 4 or 5 o'clock. Then you go and get what you want, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it just makes the day and night go a bit quicker.
Yeah.
You were saying to me last night, you do feel like you are basically moving in a positive direction.
Yeah. But it just takes time, but...
I mean, it's a question of sort of first things first, really, in some ways, because while you're sleeping out, obviously, holding down even a voluntary job is going to be almost impossible.
Finding the businesses to take the homeless is the task of Eva Hamilton.
We're getting 600 homeless people into two-week work placements in 13 different cities.
Using a variety of tactics from charm, royal patronage and a plea to social responsibility, she manages to hook businesses in.
That homelessness was the second most important issue that consumers felt business should be addressing.
Today she's taken a group of corporate leaders on a tour of London's homeless areas and hostels. This is a very different kind of executive trip. The only business involved here is the hard sell by Eva to get them on board.
What we're trying to do on this programme is firstly change perceptions. And we're trying to change the attitudes business people have towards homeless people. And to see a chief exec that you take out in the morning who has got these prejudices, and by lunchtime to talk to the same individual who's been into a night shelter, been into a day centre, been into an employment training project, who says, homeless people are just like you or I. Anyone could go down that slippery slope.
This group of chief executives from companies such as Tesco's, Lloyd's and investment bankers JP Morgan also get to hear placement success stories from ex-homeless people.
Business in the community who got me a two-week induction with Marks and Spencer's, and that changed my entire life.
I lost my job and my housing was attached to my work. So basically I ended up homeless all in one go.
I'm pretty confident that my division will be able to do something, and maybe it'll probably be ready for jobs, and it'll probably be some training for people. So I'm looking forward to that.
I hadn't realised how, as you say so often, where the job and the accommodation are linked, and you're there. Mm-hmm. You know, 1 minute you're in a job, you've got a house, you've got a girlfriend, and suddenly the lot has gone, and that has really registered you. The comment is something I'm perhaps embarrassed to admit, but I'll admit it because it's true. We're based down in Surrey. We don't have a London office. And I have no idea whether we have a homelessness issue.
Once they get involved with us, and it's not about giving money, once they start seeing that they can make an impact on someone's life, they, as a business and their people, feel proud of what they're doing. So it's a bit of self-satisfaction and a bit of, I suspect, positioning themselves. They think it's a good thing to be seen to be doing. But I don't think they necessarily do it just to be seen to be doing it. I think most of them do care. And it's the companies that I have the best relationships are with those senior people who actually really care about the issue.
Over the past 3 years, big businesses like this have taken on 420 homeless people for two-week placements. 69 of these placements have led to full-time employment. Hoping to join the ranks of success stories is 19-year-old G. Day Suzumi. He has already completed his two-day assessment course. G-Day has been living in hostels for 10 months after 3 months sleeping rough.
I just wanted to move out and get space so I could read, you know. And I sat down with my parents, discussed it, they were okay with it, and I moved. But after a while, you know, I lost my job. And I didn't want to tell my parents, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I just decided to struggle it out.
G-Day wants to be a shoe designer. So Eva's team have arranged an interview for him at a top London advertising agency, Publicis. If he's successful with the interview, this is where he will spend his 2 week work placement. Neil Sexton is director of operations at Publicis. This is the man that G-Day will have to impress.
What are you hoping to gain out of it?
I'm hoping to gain quite a lot though, because I intend to work in the advertising industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, to get first-hand experience on how things are done, and to see if, you know, I really, really, is something really, really that's suitable for
you. Yeah. Have you got any questions you'd like to ask?
I was talking to Chili about the fact that, because I make shoes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was wondering, because I had an offer from the Prince's Trust.
Yeah.
With a loan to actually start off my own business. And I was wondering, how might that fit in?
When I talk to people like yourselves who are coming for work experience, I ask about interest, hobbies and so on, because the project that will give you on design could either be a live job that we're working on, or it might be something that ties in with your own interest and hobbies. Okay. Now, this sounds ideal. So all we can do is make your project work along the lines of starting your own business up. So it may be that I'll say we need to come up with a name for your own company, we can design a logo for it, and we can design some posters or other material. Does that sound good? Yeah. And with a bit of that, what you come out with will be of some real use to you then, in just with the design project. Okay?
I'll do that,
and I'm really looking forward to it. So we'll see you on Monday morning, 9:30.
Yes, thank you.
Nice to meet you.
G-Day's got the placement. This is his first serious step away from homelessness. Carol and G-Day came to the attention of Business Action on Homelessness after being recommended for the project by their social workers.
You knowing all the facts, there's going to be a registrant, they're going to be...
Flush from his trip to the coalface, Rupert Miller is meeting homeless social workers to find the 10 to 15 people he needs to go on the two-week placement.
We rely so heavily on you making the decision as the person that knows the individual and is in your field of work. You are key to this success. It is a very much a chicken and egg, because I can't push you guys about placements until I've got what I can from the companies, but I can't push the companies until I've got a rough idea of how many people are going to come on the scheme. It'd be crazy for me setting up in stone with 5 companies 20 placements, when in actual fact we're maybe only going to get 5 people on the scheme, that sort of stuff.
He'd just be so ideal for the stuff
that
you've got.
What do you think he'd like to do?
The M&S, I suppose he was keen on the postman stuff. He was really keen on that. I got that out of the Streets Ahead thing as well, took it along to him. I'm really keen, you know, but other stuff's going on, so...
So I want to kind of pick him up.
Yeah, cool.
And talk to him. I'm not quite sure how to do it.
Well, then, and if you're not, then you can, even early on, if you said, I don't think he's ready for January, I think he would be looking for March, still give me an email just to have a picture for the next, how the picture's looking for the next scheme. Yeah, really.
Cool.
Well, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice one.
That's brilliant. And I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, take
care.
All
right, thanks.
Rupert and his team have found a job placement interview for Carol. It's with Sainsbury's. Alone in her hostel, Carol looks for moral support.
Hello, Mum. How are you? I just wondered. I am at 10 o'clock. I know I'm a lazy prat, ain't I? Thanks a lot. Are you going to wish me good luck? Thanks, that's all I wanted in the ear. Now I'm alright. I was a bit nervous, but I'm not too bad now. Alright then, Mum. Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. Bye.
Carol's reason for wanting to get a job and to get out of her hostel is to help her reconnect with her whole family. Her children were taken away from her by social services 12 years ago, and she says her bad temper and her short fuse has alienated them further. She hasn't seen her daughters for 6 years and her son for two.
Dear Peter, just a few lines to let you know I am keeping well. How are you getting on at work? I have put my phone number and address at the top of this letter so you can write back or phone me. Live in a hostel at the moment. It is not too bad there. What are you doing for Xmas? Are you going to Nanny and Grandad's? All my love from Mum. P.S. Write back or phone me soon. Be nice if he was... How can I put it? If he was here now and I've read it to him. No, I've just fed it to you and Ken. Right, but... Leanne.
For G-Day, it's day one of his 2 week placement at advertising agency Publicis.
I feel a bit nervous, I feel very nervous because it's actually my first time working in a place like this. I've worked in a place like McDonald's before, but in a big corporate company like this. If I can make the best impression on them, this might be where I'll be spending the next 10 to 20 years of my life, and if I don't make the best use of it, I might end up back, you know, on the streets looking for work.
Since they became aware of his ambition to design shoes, Publicist have decided that their design division, Comma, will help him devise a marketing strategy for his dream product, rather than give him a more general job on real clients' work.
Can I leave him in your more than
Try and keep it nice and informal and nice and relaxed. You got a little portfolio there?
Yes.
Take a look at?
No, I do actually bring in my...
We'd like to give you a brief, something to do while you're here, so you can gain a little bit of experience. We thought what would be nice is if it could actually be something that is useful to you as well in what you're doing. So you do this sort of design for trainers, is that right?
No, shoes.
Shoes, okay. Is that what you want to do? You want to be a shoe designer? Cool. Have you had the chance to sort of get any made up, or?
I did make some for a few friends.
Oh, really?
I have made some because I actually design and make them myself.
Are you making yourself?
So I've done some for friends.
Okay. Have you got any images of your shoes? Any pictures of shoes?
I do, but none of them. I don't know. I was there.
Probably we should have had a chat to you before you came in and said that it was a good idea.
I've actually gone to a few shops to actually tell them and show them my portfolio, saying if they want it, I'll actually make a few samples and bring it to the shop and they put it on display and tell me how it goes.
How long is it going to take me to get my shoe made? I come in on a Saturday, I see you. How long will it take?
Get your shoe on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning? This is a great service.
You get your shoe on Sunday
That could be a lot of late nights.
You get your shoe on Sunday morning.
Got to be careful what you promise. Because if you do promise something to somebody, they're just disappointed if you can't deliver it.
Yeah. As desperate as Carol is to work after 10 years of being homeless, getting a paid job would create problems for her with her benefits.
I've got to work it out whether it'll pay me to work because my rent is over £200 a week here. And I've got to feed myself, clothe myself. But somebody did tell me that they can pay so much of my rent if I do get a job. Now I just have to make up the rest out of whatever I get.
Get ourselves some pads, lots of pens, and a huge supply of coffee.
It's going to be a wide variety for them, because from flat shoes,
right,
which are unisex, to high-heeled.
Oh, right, OK, so you're going for the more sort of fashion sort of look as well. What are we looking at for materials?
Leather and suede.
OK.
If they find a shoe that will do the same as what the trainer does to them, and at the same time they can wear it and it looks, you know, it gives that feel.
Comfort. That's the big thing.
For a first day in the office, it's proving to be pretty intense. G-Day is going from one department to another, each one helping him focus on his shoe idea.
People on the street going to automatically pronounce it GD.
So what are we thinking of, alternative names or...
Yeah, structure? So we can have a couple of different approaches to it.
So what's the material?
It's tyre base, which doesn't wear.
Does it actually use recycled tyres as well?
Yeah.
So that's another angle you've got, is that they're environmentally friendly or something?
Yeah.
So you can have something to do with tread, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, shoes that never tire.
It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a very long day today.
You're ready to go?
No.
Why not?
Nerves.
Nerves. You'll be absolutely fine. A couple of
weeks. Carol is minutes away from her placement interview with Sainsbury's.
Hello, Sam.
Rupert,
how are you?
Nice to meet you.
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Nice to meet you. Do you want me to show you down to where I'm planning our little interview?
Yes.
Yeah. Come this way. I want to just give you an idea of the kind of interview questions that we would do in a Sainsbury's interview. Okay? How does that sound for you?
Right.
Yeah. I'll give you a copy. Okay. So you can read along with me because they're quite lengthy.
Okay.
Imagine you're working with a number of colleagues stacking shelves. Today, one of your colleagues is falling behind and her aisle is still quite empty in places. What do you do? Do you A, help your colleague to catch up and offer advice on how she should speed up in future? B, sympathise with your colleague and encourage her to speed up? C, offer to help her with the shelf stacking just this once? Or D, don't get involved as everyone must pull their own weight?
C.
C. And why would you do C?
Because I've already done it once before to somebody else.
And it worked out then?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Despite being out of touch with the workplace, Carol's interview seems to be going pretty well.
Even though you've worked here before?
Well, not actually in this one. My name's Carol.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you earlier on, I worked in Sainsbury's once before. I used to work in Ballymore Road.
Right, okay.
And my ambition's always been to get back into retail work.
Yeah.
And while I was working in Ballymore Road, I'd done till work.
Mm-hmm.
Worked on the shop floor, worked on the produce. I've done all the every one of the departments I had in the meat. Fresh foods.
Yeah.
Cheese and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I quite liked, when I was working with them, I quite liked it then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave the firm. I got made redundant on medical grounds.
Do you have any concerns about the placement, about coming here? Any worries, anything you want to ask me about it?
No, it's just that it seems a bigger store to what I was used to working in.
It is a very big store.
All the uniforms changed.
Do you like the uniform?
I don't like the orange jacket things.
Cause you don't have to have an orange jacket.
Because of my hair, because I wouldn't wear it. I'm not being nasty, I wouldn't wear it because it would clash too much with my hair.
That's quite right, you don't have to wear an orange jacket. We'll get you a navy jumper instead.
Carol now has a nervous wait for Sainsbury's to make up their mind. At Publicis, G-Day has turned up for work without his glasses. He has lost them, and without them he's struggling to work. As with all the homeless placements, his job at Publicis is unpaid so G-Day can claim benefits. But it will take him up to 6 weeks to replace his glasses through the normal system.
I'm not going to have any money for the next 4 weeks to 5 weeks. I can't do nothing. I can't buy nothing. I can't do my hair. I can't buy clothes for work because I have to come to work and I'll be wearing the same things. I can't wash, because my hostel doesn't have washing machines. I have to go and wash my clothes outside. I can't do that, which is about £4.50. So that means today I get £5 for lunch. I have to sacrifice my £5 for lunch to go and wash my clothes so I don't get lunch today. So...
Am I about dinner tonight?
I don't think I'll get dinner tonight because my hostel, they don't... Dinner time is 6 o'clock and if you miss dinner, they don't save. It's not like my old hostel where, you know and they save dinner for you. They don't save dinners here. So just go to bed and wait till lunch tomorrow. So it's kind of hard life.
His allotted buddy at Publicis, Neil Sexton, takes it upon himself to get G-Day's glasses sorted out quickly.
He needs an eye test and a pair of glasses. Hopefully he'll have them ready today.
Yep.
And we've got around £150 to spend on glasses, yeah?
No.
Okay?
It's
take some details from you.
Okay then.
Yeah.
I'll leave you to it. I'll see you in a minute.
Thanks. Yeah, I've already seen what I would like, which is like my old pair.
Yes.
Publicist stepping in to help seems to have a positive effect on G-Day.
I think about my future and I see, you know, I sit with publicists, but I also see it differently because there are certain times when you just want to give up and, you know, just chuck it to one side. I've done that loads of times, but this time around it's like, it's going to take a lot before I just say I don't want it no more. And, you know, I just hope it doesn't get to that.
You can have the glasses today, so you'll be able to work. Tomorrow we'll be getting some very nice thin lenses for you. There'll be no extra charge, okay?
Ooh, my glasses. Oh, now that is more, huh? Yeah, now that is more like it. Yeah, I can see, look at the camera.
The rules of the placement mean that the company and the buddy shouldn't interfere with the life of the homeless person. But the company can step in if things are hindering them in the workplace.
I'm very happy.
You can see now.
I can see too.
At Sainsbury's, a nervous Carol is still waiting.
Oh, come on, I'm getting pissed off now. Then we're just sitting about and you're waiting and waiting and waiting.
The moment Carol has been dreading. After 20 years out of work, will Sainsbury's offer her a way back?
Carol, do you want to come over here? See how things have gone.
A moment of truth. Right. Both of us had your interviews. You'll be very pleased to know, I'm sure, that both your interviews went really well. You both performed excellently in your interviews, and we would be very happy if you both come for a placement here starting on Monday.
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Cool.
How do you feel about that?
Relieved.
Well done, Carol. It was excellent.
Good news, Carol. That's superb, isn't it?
Yep.
Really good. Think what's happened in the last week and a half, eh?
Yeah.
Absolutely superb.
I don't believe it.
Do you believe it? It's true.
Yeah. That's superb.
Still hasn't sunk in yet.
It's brilliant.
At Publicis, G-Day is proving to be a popular member of the team. He is still working on his own shoe designs. Outside of work, he's rehearsing for an acting role in a play about homelessness. But his late nights on stage are not going down well at his hostel.
And I cannot allow that.
It's basically my hostel accommodation problem. And I called the woman to tell her I'm going to be having rehearsals, so I will come back late. But she said I have to be back by 8:30, and I definitely knew I couldn't make it for 8:30. So I got there about 9, knocked on the door, rang the bell, no one opened. So I ended up going out yesterday night and not sleeping. So I haven't had any sleep. I don't drink and I don't smoke and I don't take drugs. All I do is get my work done and get back to the place. I can't. I didn't say I want to go clubbing or giving out time so I can spend with my friends. No. Just give me time to get my work done and get back between 9 and 10. That's all. It's not happening. You know, they don't see that happening.
The hostel's inflexibility could see G-Day being put out on the street again. Being homeless would make it virtually impossible to attend his publicist placement.
Your son or me, it's my house, it's your decision. How you want it, where you want it. Listen, let me tell you, look, before you say something, let me just tell you, you live under my roof. And you do what I say you should do.
Mom, can you hear him?
Listen to me. Shut up.
Just shut up.
Look, I will.
Do you know me? You're not my dad.
Get down!
Ah!
Get down!
Mad!
And you sort your son out.
You're my dad.
Neil, G-Day's workplace buddy, has come along to see G-Day in action on stage and to talk about his hostel problems.
Spoke to Gillian and said, ring the hostel.
and just explain again why you couldn't get there. And if you're there before 8 o'clock, you should be okay tonight. Okay?
Stop. Okay then.
Right, so just make sure you get there sort of 7:30 if you can or so.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay then. No problem then. Thanks.
All right, well done.
I don't really know much yet, but Neil told me to call the hostel and tell them I'll be coming. And I should try and get there for 7:30.
7:08.
Let's see how it goes. I'm shaky, shaky, shaky. I got some new clothes today.
How comes?
Neil, George, you know what they do for us there, yeah. Hello, good evening. It's Jide. Yeah, I was asked to call you and explain about yesterday. I think someone got in touch with you. I was asked to call you and explain about yesterday because I think someone called you earlier on. My bed is gone. You've taken someone in my place. Okay, no problem then. Thank you. My bed is gone. She's given it to someone. My things are ready. She's packed my things. Voila. I've got exactly 42 pence to last me tonight till tomorrow. Because I just spoke to Neil and he said he'll be able to sort me out with getting a bed and breakfast for the night. And so kind enough, he's coming back, you know, all the way from, I don't know where he is now, but you know, he said it's going to take him 30 minutes to get here. So if it's going to take him 30 minutes to get here, that means he must be far away.
The placement guidelines say this type of interference from Neil shouldn't happen.
I feel concerned for him, and then also while he's working for me, as far as I'm concerned, he's another one of my employees. Mm-hmm. So what I've done is I've just made sure that he's going to have somewhere to sleep tonight, that he can get into a bed and breakfast.
Okay. So will that just be for the one night?
Or no, for the weekend. So he's got the weekend anyway, all I can give him. I can't sort out Gido's problems. What I can do anyway is give him a cushion so he's got time to sort himself out and find somewhere to stay. And then on Monday, we work closely with the DePaul Trust and we can find out, you know, if there's anything else can be done for him.
In her hostel, Carol gets ready for the first day of her 2-week placement.
I had a horrible night. I couldn't sleep all night at all. Just first day nerves. I proved to myself I can do it. I've achieved that I can go for an interview, which I didn't think I'd be able to do on Friday, because I was really nervous Friday morning. Then when they turned and told me that, I actually got, like, the woman come back in and said, yes, you both started Monday morning at 10 o'clock. I had tears of joy running down my face. I just couldn't believe it. It took, a good hour and a half to sink in properly that I was actually going back there this morning at 10 o'clock. I feel just great getting another job after being out of work so long, really. And to prove to people that I can do something without everybody else telling me what to do all the time.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye, Rachel.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Carol has now got the confidence and stability in her life to go to work. It's the first time that she's been able to do this in 20 years.
Butterflies. It's just nerve. Well, I'll be all right.
What can go wrong?
I don't know. Anything can go wrong. I can fall downstairs and break my neck.
Welcome to Sainsbury's.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Actually, I've got my glasses. I think I'll stay with the skirt.
You're happy with the skirt? Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, it looks nice.
Hey, it's typical Sainsbury's.
Yay! Oh no, you got wrong jumper. Yeah, you got female jumper on.
You look funny.
I'll just take that one.
It's the first time I've worn a skirt in 8 years.
Really?
Yeah. I prefer trousers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer trousers myself.
Well, you will look, I don't think, so I don't think a skirt would suit you, well.
No, that's what I
have. Another tense moment for Carol. She is about to meet her work buddy for the first time. They must get on well. If she doesn't, the placement could fail.
Hi, I'm Dexter, and you're Carol, I suppose. Okay, let's go downstairs. Work on produce is rather easy once you get used to it.
I've done it before.
Oh, in when produce?
Yeah, I worked in Sainsbury's 20-odd years ago.
Oh.
When I first left school.
Where is that?
When I first left school, I worked in Sainsbury's in Balham. So I'm more on, well, it's all changed now. Since. But
basically it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Basically you just move it and push the green button, but don't do it till the manager comes and tells you.
I don't want to get into trouble for touching something I shouldn't do.
Yeah, I just have to show her, you know, how to load things up without killing the back. You should never try to bend from your back. Never lift it like that. By the end of the day, you'll have a very swollen back. So best thing is you just bend down on your knees, lift it up. Always watch out for customers, and these stuff are very heavy. It's hard to stop it.
Is it?
Yeah. First, we got sweet corn. Before filling up, we need to check the dates. 5th of December. Parsnips. Right now, it's having a buy one, get one free offer.
All different to what I'm used to. Sure you trust me?
Yes, of course. All the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
You'll get used to all the lifting and things like that in a few days. You'll be fine.
I don't feel as confident as you do.
We all felt the same way once we came here.
I quite enjoyed it, actually. So doing it is like only my first day. It hasn't been too bad, really. It feels weird being trained by somebody a lot younger than me. It just feels so weird.
Weird in a good way or weird in a bad way?
Weird in a good way, really.
No. Never tried it.
You haven't tried it?
Despite getting on well with Dexter, her short fuse and temper is starting to resurface.
The worst bits is the manager's sexist. Well, why should I have to do the cleaning twice in 1 week when there's all the blokes here doing the fuck all? So I think he's being sexist. Well, blokes are entitled to do cleaning as well as women. It's all equal, it's supposed to be equal rights, so why ask me?
Did you tell him you thought he was sexist?
No. For the sake of biting my head off.
On the next episode of Headhunting the Homeless, will Carol keep her temper in check and pass the end of placement assessment?
This ain't really a woman's job, because I'm the closer too heavy for even for a woman to lift up.
And can G-Day sort out his living arrangements before he ends up back on the streets again?
What did I do wrong? Apart from wanting to be able to go to work and come back late. I don't, you know, I said it to her. What did I do wrong? Oh, the gem.